Welcome to the Me, Myself, and Her podcast, a space dedicated to empowering ambitious women through candid conversations about mental health and non-negotiable self-care. I'm your host, Alicia Caldwell, a licensed professional counselor and author on a mission to change the world, one mentally empowered woman at a time. Wow. It's been quite a while since I had the opportunity to engage with you, the Me, Myself, and Her podcast community. And I want to keep it real with you. I was considering just archiving the podcast and taking an indefinite break from podcasting. And then something happened a few weeks ago. I had a woman reach out to me, and she shared with me that her and her husband had listened to an episode of the podcast that I released. I believe I'd have to go back and double check the date, but I released that episode in 2020, 4 years ago. And she shared how impactful a series of my podcast episodes from way back then were or are on her and her husband today, that they are still receiving value from information that I shared way back then. That was a reminder to me that even though I may be done with something, other people are not done reaping the benefits of what that thing that I created has to offer. And that thing being my podcast episodes. Because of the ebbs and flows of life, we get busy, we get distracted, we get overwhelmed, and we just have a lot of things on our plate. And that's what's been happening to me, especially with the writing of my book, The Journey Back to Self. I had been writing that book in 2023, and because of the mental, emotional, and creative effort required to do what I did with that book, I really didn't have a whole lot of time to do other things, including my podcast. But I am committed to the best of my ability, and I can't tell you exactly what that commitment will be because I'm going to work really hard to stay consistent with the podcast. But I am giving myself grace in how I do that. For example, I can't guarantee that I'm going to drop a weekly podcast episode. Ideally, that's what I would want to do. Ideally, I want to have a transformational message, a life-altering message to share with the listeners. But in all honesty, I may only have the capacity for a biweekly episode or a monthly episode. What I don't want to do is overpromise and underdeliver. So right now in my mind, it's monthly. And if I have the capacity to do more than that, then I will have those episodes released and they will be a bonus. I don't have any notes. I just really needed to show up. Not necessarily for me, although showing up and recording this podcast episode is nourishment for me as well, because I love podcasting. I just don't enjoy editing the podcast episode. I don't necessarily enjoy the feeling like it's an extra something on my plate that I must do, but I genuinely enjoy speaking into the microphone and sharing from my heart whatever it is that I decide to share on the episode. And today, I want to share with you about my one word for the year, 2024, my one word this year that is the guiding force for the things that I will do and the woman that I am evolving into becoming is release. Release. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what that word means for me and what that word might mean for you as you're navigating 2024. Because as we know, when a new year rolls around, there are grand ideas about what that new year, what it might mean for us, what it might mean for our growth, what it might mean for our businesses, what it might mean for our relationships, and so on and so forth. Sometimes what we want to do and what we have the capacity to do, they don't match. And it can be frustrating because we have grand ideas. We have all of this potential and creativity locked inside of us, and we want to do all the things. But during this season of my life, I'm recognizing the need to release things that are not serving the greatest good of who I am and the woman that I aspire to be. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. That's why I'm giving you like the behind the scenes of my inconsistency with podcasting. It's because I had to release the pressure to do something, i.e. podcasting, that I didn't have the capacity to do, even though other people were telling me that it's something that I should do. I had to recognize for myself that I just didn't have the capacity to do it. And you may have been inconsistent with some of the things that you know that you want to be doing. And you're probably really good at those things. But during this season of your life and with all the other things that you have going on, you just can't do it with the current capacity that you have. I want to share with you how I'm leveraging my word for the year, release. How I'm leveraging it so I don't get stuck in a rut of self-judgment, self-criticism, and allowing other people's shoulds to rain down on me so heavy that I end up trying to do things that I know are not in alignment with who I am right now and the energy that I have and the time frames that I have for the other things in my life that are currently a priority. But I want to start with, I'm going to pull up a post that I created and shared on social media. And I just want to share with you the definitions that I put on these slides about my one word, release. And I post here, release is my one word for the year. Inspired by John Gordon's book, One Word, I choose a guiding word each year. Last year, my word was faith. This year, it's release. And I want to start by just shouting out my good friend Patience for gifting me the book, because that book, it helped me to set aside resolutions and embrace a one word as my guiding light. Release mirrors the process of carefully discarding clothes that no longer fit. Just as we let go of all of those jeans that no longer suit our bodies, may we shed the thoughts and behaviors that no longer align with the women that we have become. Just as our wardrobe evolves, so must our aspirations. Our dreams expand, our plans swell, and our impact grows. But we can only grow if we release the clutter that's keeping us stuck, that's keeping us from embracing our new flow during this season of our lives. That's kind of the gist of what I posted. I changed it up a little bit because I want you to feel that. I want you to really experience that word, release. Release for me also symbolizes creating space for authenticity, creating space for all of who I am, creating space for my prosperity, creating space for my boundless potential. I am making room for things that fit the woman that I am today. I'm making room for the success that awaits tomorrow. What about you? Release may not be your one word for the year, but perhaps it should be. There's someone listening today, and you know there are some things, some people, some thoughts, some fears that you know you need to release. Yet because it's familiar, you'd rather have the discomfort of the known than the discomfort of growth connected to the unknown. There's some things that you keep trying to fit into, to put your right now self into those uncomfortable situations because it's familiar. It's what you know, and it's keeping you from your growth. Just like we try to fit into those jeans from however many seasons back when we were whatever size, but we put those jeans on anyway, and we go out. We walk around and we're uncomfortable all the while. Can't barely sit down. If we eat a little bit of something, now we have to unbutton those pants just so our bellies can have relief. What are you trying to fit into that you know you have outgrown? What relationship do you know is not serving you well, yet you stay there because it's familiar? What thoughts reoccur over and over again and keep you stuck in a rut? Because it's uncomfortable, you choose to stay there rather than reach out for help from someone who can help you break through and break free. Release. Oftentimes we think about receiving. We want to receive more money. We want to receive more this, more that, or the other thing. But do you know that when the clutter of receiving, especially things that are no longer serving us well, when we have our storage full, we can't even receive the better things that are waiting for us. This may be your release season. I don't know for sure. You're the expert on your life. I'm the expert on mine. But I know that this year I'm getting rid of things that no longer serve me. And I don't care how uncomfortable it may be. If I'm going to receive what I know is for me, I have to have room for it. And so do you. Before we part ways today, I want you to ask yourself one question. What is it that I'm holding on to that's keeping me from the inner peace, power, and prosperity that I seek? Only you can answer this question. But perhaps it's your thoughts. Perhaps it's your mindset. Perhaps it's a series of unhealthy relationships. Perhaps it's unhealthy habits. It could be the pain from your past that you haven't gotten around to healing just yet. What is it that you're having difficulty releasing or that you refuse to release because you've made up in your mind that this is just how you are? What is it that's keeping you from nurturing the highest version of who you are? You can't receive until you release. You can't receive peace until you release the pain. You can't embrace your inner power until you release that sense of unworthiness. You can't receive your limitless prosperity until you release the belief that you're not worthy of it. I want to close with an affirmation that I want to speak over your life and my life. I release the grip of doubt, allowing the currents of abundance to flow freely through my life. With each breath, I let go of past hurt, pain, and burdens, making space for newfound strength and vitality to blossom within me. In releasing fear's hold, I open myself to the tranquil embrace of inner peace, nurturing my soul with each passing moment. I surrender control to the natural rhythms of life, trusting in the process as I pave the way for boundless opportunities to unfold. Letting go of limitations, I step into my power with confidence, ready to seize the prosperity that awaits me on this journey of self-discovery. I release my authentic self to the world, embracing vulnerability as the gateway to true connection and fulfillment. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found value in the conversation. Keep in mind that the information shared is not a substitute for your relationship with a licensed mental health provider or medical professional. Some of you may not have gotten the message that my new book, The Journey Back to Self, A Guide to Unlock Your Peace, Power, and Prosperity, was released on Valentine's Day, February 14, 2024. Have you gotten your copy yet? If you haven't, head over to alishacaldwell.org and get your copy today. Share this episode with someone you know that needs the encouragement, inspiration, and the information. I'll see you next time.